please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi, everyone. This is Gonzo G just making a video about women are morally retarded. Well, let's go. Yes, friends. Hopefully you guys are well and are kicking ass and are doing everything possible to make your life better. Yes, friends. Hopefully you guys are not chasing women. Yes, I know women are so beautiful and delicious and they melt in your mouth, not in your hand. But yes, friends, you gotta be careful because women, they flip-flop on you just like a fish out of water. Yes, they love you one moment and then later when you have your back turned around, they're fucking other dudes. Yes, friends, do you believe that women are the paragons of morality? No! They do stupid shit because they're nothing but giant children with tits. You don't believe me, do you? Well, I got some stuff, so let me bring them up. Yes, I saw this stuff on Reddit. Yes, lovely, lovely Reddit. Fuck those pieces of shit. Fucking faggots, in my opinion, of course. But let me bring it up. Yes, this is a piece from Reddit. It says, dating advice. She slept with someone before we were exclusive. Oh, okay, so because you're not dating, it's okay for her to fuck other guys, huh? Okay, if you're talking to her, is it okay for you to fuck other bitches? Is it? Is it really? Of course it's not, but because it's women and feelings, they could do whatever the fuck they want while you have to put up with it. Well, are you? Are you that thirsty? Well, someone is. Let's find out, right? Let's continue. I, 29 male, met a girl, 25. Aww. A little over a month ago, and she's my girlfriend now. Oh, so now you got buyer's remorse, maybe? Maybe? Anyways, things between us are honestly great. We get along really well. Do you, huh? Okay. There's strong chemistry, similar interests. Yeah, fucking other dudes is one of your interests? And overall, the vibes feel really natural and positive. Yeah, you sure your bitch ain't fucking AIDS positive because she's fucking other dudes? Enjoy. Recently, she told me that she slept with somebody else between our first and second date. Dun dun dun. The plot thickened. Oh yes, you're dating this fucking chick, and she's like, I'm not sure about this guy, but this guy, ooh, he has a nice dick. Let me fuck him. Yes, and you're dating this bitch? Are you still gonna date her? Probably are, because you're writing about this shit. I wouldn't. If a chick fucking does shit like that, you cut her off. It's one and done. There's so many pussy out there in the world. You don't have to bend over backwards, but because you're thirsty, you're gonna do it. So, enjoy. At the time, we obviously weren't exclusive yet. So logically, I know she didn't do anything wrong. Oh, but you guys were dating. You guys were exploring each other. What, just because it's new, she's not supposed to respect it? You're supposed to take it? No, it just means that she doesn't give a flying fuck about you or your feelings. Yeah, she said fuck your couch. So what, are you gonna put up with that shit? And you made her your girlfriend after she showed you that kind of shit? You're fucking stupid. Have some self-worth for yourself, man, and walk away. But no, because you're fucking thirsty and you think that's the only pussy out there, you fucking killed yourself, metaphorically speaking. But you're a fucking faggot, so you get what you deserve. Enjoy. So let's continue. I was also still talking to other people back then. Yeah, so talking and fucking are two different things. You use your mouth, unless you're giving a blowjob or eating pussy. But no, when you get penetrated, that is so, so fucking different from speaking to a person. But because you're a fucking weak-ass little bitch, you accept this fucking excuse. Well, I hope you like fucking other dude's semen, because every time you touch her, you kiss her and all that good stuff, guess what? Their DNA is now in your fucking vicinity. So, yeah, enjoy. The only reason I didn't sleep with anyone myself was because I happened to be on holiday. What the fuck? So what, she could do her thing but you didn't? You're fucking stupid. And besides, men are the ones that are supposed to spread their fucking DNA to other women, not women other way around. It doesn't work that way. Yeah, we're the ones that are supposed to be Johnny Appleseed. What the fuck? You're fucking stupid. That just shows what a fucking thirsty little motherfucker you are. So hopefully you had fun in the holiday. I know your chick did, so enjoy. The thing is, even though I know logically that she didn't do anything wrong, you're fucking stupid, you fucking idiot, but whatever. And we didn't have any commitment yet. What the fuck? The commitment is that you guys were talking to each other and you're trying to get to know each other. She just told you that she's a fucking whore and she doesn't give a shit about you. That's why you shouldn't have made her your girlfriend, but because you're thirsty, you put up with her shit, so fuck you, guy. Anyways, I still feel a bit hurt when I think about it. Well, you should be hurt, you stupid faggot. She fucked another dude, but not you. But yet you bought the fucking cow. Yeah, and someone got that milk for free on your dime, you dumb fucker. Enjoy. My first reaction when she told me was basically, oh, what kind? That kind of sucks. yeah, she sucked another guy's fucking dick, you dumb fucking faggot. But yeah, you're just fucking taking it like whatever. And then it says, not anger, just a bit of a sting. Yes, I'm sure someone stung your girlfriend, right? You dumb fuck. You are a thirsty, weak fucking guy. Yes, friends, now you know why America's falling apart. It's because we have weak-ass bitches like this. Yes, friends, now you know fucking weak men make fucking hard times. And yes, and this guy's fucking girlfriend got something real hard, right? Why are you still with her, you dumb fuck? Dump her now. Save the fucking little dignity you have left. But you won't, because you're a loser. Yes, friends, learn from this guy's mistakes. Don't be a fucking faggot. So let's continue. Yes, friends, here's another fucking faggot-ass loser from Reddit, and it says, my M23 girlfriend, F22, slept with a coworker when we were broken up. Yes, another fucking bitch, because she fucking had the little small window, she took it to fuck other guys, because she thought the guy will accept this shit. Will he? Will he? Well, I don't know. Let's find out, right? This has been an issue for a month now. What the fuck? You were fucking sitting on this shit for 30 days? Fucking your girlfriend fucking slept with you fucking 30 days ago? And you still with her? What the fuck's wrong with you, you fucking Down syndrome baby? You're a fucking loser. Yes, in my opinion, the people from fucking Reddit are nothing but weak-ass, cuckold, faggot losers. And they deserve all the pain and misery, right? Anyways, let's continue. We have been together for almost 2 years outside of a 3-week time span. We broke up because we kept arguing about the smallest things. Yes, the smallest things could blow up into the biggest, largest fucking thing. Hence what happened to this guy. Yes, your girlfriend on that little fucking window fucked another dude. And you're still with her. What is wrong with you, you fucking loser? But whatever, let's continue. We thought maybe we weren't giving each other enough space. Yeah, and then what she did with that space? She fucked another guy, you fucking idiot. Anyways, I realized that I should not have broken up with her. Duh. But you did, so now you got that kind of worms on your fucking lap, so yeah. Anyways, it was a mistake. Once we had a little distance from each other. Gee, maybe it turned out that your girlfriend is a whore and she doesn't really like you. You just there as a fucking net to catch her when she's fucking out there doing her fucking whoredom shit. But yeah. You're just a fucking loser. So you fucking accept this misery? So enjoy. We got back together and found a good balance of spending time together. What the fuck? After she had the DNA of another dude inside her body, you still accept that shit? You're a fucking loser, but whatever. Things are going good again. Is it? Is it really? Okay. But yep. She mentioned while we were broken up, she did sleep with a coworker. Yeah, she slept with somebody that she knows. And you're still with her. You're a fucking loser. You see what's wrong with fucking men nowadays? So fucking weak and thirsty. So fucking put up with people's fucking bullshit. And look, now he has this fucking bullshit he's dealing with. He could just end his pain by dumping her, but he won't because the pussy's so, so sweet, even though it has another dude's DNA. But whatever, let's continue. I am trying to get over this, but I am having a hard time. Just like how your girlfriend had a hard time inside of her. I've only slept with her. Ooh, and then your dick is sliding inside the other dude's fucking jizz. Enjoy! She only ever slept with me until now. You're a fucking loser. She apologized because she saw I was hurt. Didn't even use protection. Ooh, yeah. Hope she gets pregnant. But she is on birth control. So she says. What a fucking idiot. This guy fucking believes her bullshit hook, line, and sinker. What a fucking idiot. What a moron. What a fool. Yes, friends, you see why women do the shit that they do? It's because guys accept this shit. Don't be a weak little bitch like this guy or the guy from the first fucking Reddit thing. These guys are fucking losers. Fucking faggots. Yes, this is the kind of type of shit you want to deal with these fucking women? Yes, I'm telling you, women are fucking crazy ass creatures, and they're ghouls, and they're monsters, and they will destroy you. Yes, and because you're a man, you have to put up with this shit. Well, are you? Are you? This is the shit you have to deal with it, so don't do it. But let's continue. A mutual female friend of ours says I'm overreacting. What the fuck? Of course a woman's gonna say this shit. See what I mean? Women are morally retarded. They do this shit day in and day out, and they want you to accept it because you're a thirsty little bitch. So this guy is proving this bitch right. But don't do that yourself, friends, because that's fucking gayer than fuck. Anyways, says I'm overreacting, and the most important thing in our relationship, most important thing, she cheated on you, you fucking faggot, but okay, has been really good lately. Yeah, but then she fucked another guy. And the co-worker, which the guy probably still works there. Yeah, he's probably still fucking her. But because you're a good little boy, you follow and believe her bullshit. So, yeah, guy, you're a fucking idiot. Enjoy. My guy friend said to break up with her. Yeah, at least you actually do have a good homie. Your chick friend's a fucking cunt and a fucking bitch. But your friend is true blue, as they say. So yeah, your homie is giving you good advice. I'm giving you good advice. I'm sure everybody here will tell you break up with this bitch. So what the fuck? Stop being thirsty. It's not worth it. Yeah, your dignity is worth so, so much than a piece of pussy. Especially one that's being used by your fucking everybody. Yeah, she's fucking... I guess in the break room, she just spreads her legs open and says to the coworkers, go for it. Gee, I wish I had a chick fucking at work that would tell me that. There's a few chicks there that are fucking tasty, but they're fucking stuck up bitches. So, what the fuck are you gonna do, right? Whatever. Anyways, let's see what other things we could get into, right? Well, I guess we already are in trouble, right? Because we got dumbasses doing dumb bullshit, right? But what can we do, right? We're nothing but small fries. Everybody tells us what to do, what to think, and what to feel. But, all this shit's fucking gonna be blowing up in everybody's fucking faces because we're fucking controlled by dumbasses. Yes, you don't listen to these stupid people. Yeah, because everybody acts like a fucking woman. And what can you do? You just gotta fucking sit back and relax and just take it. But I say no. It looks like 2026 is the age of finding out, and now it's gonna be fucking awesome. So fuck these people. They wanna be doing their stupid shit, that is okay. Because sooner or later, this shit's gonna go away. And if you think you could trick people with your bullshit, it's not gonna work. All you people are gonna fail. Just like women with their fucking retardation, they're failing. So all you do, friends, is endure, and when the war fucking gets to your doorstep, you fight. So I'll be there with you guys, friends, and we're gonna be doing awesome things. Just don't die. Goodbye.
Welcome, mates. I'm Steve Goywin, and today we're hunting for a rare Shabastai nose. These things were almost extinct in the 1940s, but unfortunately, they're thriving. We'll be using my Judar to locate one of these sneaky bastards. Crikey, mates. If you listen closely, you can hear its mating call.
Holocaust! Holocaust!
Let's go check it out, lads.
Blah, blah, Holocaust. Blah, blah, Nazis. Blah, blah, anti-Semitism.
Crikey, mates, we've spotted one. Notice the strong victimhood. The Shabastai nose is using their hebonic buzzwords to try to elicit sympathy from the native population. A clear manipulation tactic. Let's see if it works.
I don't see why we should care about what happened to him 100 years ago.
Wow, lads. Shabastai noses are so deadly. You never know if there's a sniper waiting to end your life simply for disagreeing. Let's see what other tricks the bugger has up his tuches. I'll look up in the sky. The Shabastai nose is aerial in a B-52 bomber. This is no good. Lord only knows what it might drop. Crikey. It's a Shabastai nose's worst bioweapon. Nations are raining down from the sky. This is worse than an Armageddon. They airdrop these species into the host population to disrupt the ecosystem. This will make it 10 times harder for the Shabastai noses to get expelled.
Find us! Faster, faster! I'm gonna get you, bees! Keep running!
I'm praying for the lads. These bioweapons are some of the most fierce to exist, almost worse than a nuclear bomb. But let's keep our focus on the Shabastai noses. Blimey, this is no good. The Shabastai nose has now gotten a hold of the native's currency. See how they're clipping the honeycombs? They melt the clippings into more honeycombs, essentially scamming the locals. What a resilient and mind-boggling creature.
Here you go. One for you, one for you.
Cool.
Check, check, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Island cartel, we keep it right.
The Shabastai nose is using sound and vibration to manipulate and hypnotize the locals into committing atrocities. The use of binaural beats combined with word spells disrupts the mind and aura of the natives. This chaos and destruction is peril to the native population, something truly out of a horror movie. Shabastai nose would rather rule of a destroyed society than let the host population live in peace. Oh lads, now they're using their mystic Kabbalah magic. This is one of the worst traits about Shabastai noses. The red heifer sacrificing. They think if they kill a purebred red heifer and rebuild their third temple, the Antichrist will come and destroy Amalek. What's this, lads? In a wild turn of events, it's raining groypers. You see, when things get this out of hand, a higher power steps in. Frogs raining down represent God's anger with the Shabastai noses' actions.